This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Commanders or NFL news breaks, we will have it first. So keep it locked in right here to Grant and Danny. Moments ago, Sam Darnold got a 3-year contract to go to Seattle. He's going to be the starting quarterback for the Seahawks. Looks like $100+ million for Darnold. I'm curious to see what the guaranteed money is there for him, but they traded Geno Smith away. They have also traded DK Metcalf away over the weekend. Metcalf to Pittsburgh. The Steelers subsequently gave him a massive 5-year, $150 million extension. So not only if you were in the market of saying, well, they should have gotten DK, not Debo. Well, you had to give up a second rounder instead of a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And then pay him $30 million a year in an extension instead of 1 year and $18 million for Debo.
A little bit more practical, right?
Having said that, Sam Darnold's the starting quarterback in Seattle. This is what this tells me. They traded Geno knowing this was already in place. You don't trade your quarterback, get into the Sam Howell market potentially, and deal with him as your starter if you don't have a plan.
Some degree of certainty there, right?
This is legal tampering. Theoretically, at noon, that's the first time teams started talking to agents of guys that weren't their own. That's poppycock. That's not really how it works. I guarantee you that Seattle had a pretty good idea that this is the deal they were going to sign with Darnold when they traded Geno.
Garofolo says 3 years, 100.5 with $55 million guaranteed and $37.5 million in year one. So that kind of tells you they are sort of rearranging deck chairs there. No Geno, but yes, Darnold. So that's the kind of this new tier of it's not a bridge quarterback. It's not your Mariota tier. It's not your, we'll do Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. It's better than that, but it's still not elite starter money.
Well,
right?
For a long time, I don't think there was a middle class with quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And we've started to establish one with guys that put up good numbers and play well enough that they need to be paid in that Daniel Jones bucket, right? But if we all know when we look at them, we really know. Yeah, they might have played well, but they're not that good.
Yeah, we know.
See Sam Darnold. Then you're in the middle tier all of a sudden, that middle class, so to speak. But if you're Seattle, I still don't really get what they're doing. They were 10-7. It seems like they're going to take a step back to try to take two forward, which I don't have a problem with. But I am so glad Washington's not in a world where they are bringing in guys like Sam Darnold.
That's all I can think about.
And guaranteeing them $55 million a year. Darnold last year ended up crashing and burning in a very public explosion. I mean, it was one of those like Michael Bay scenes of the car running into a wall and the flames going 100 feet up into some funnel, right? And it all happened on an offense where Kevin O'Connell, the coach of the year, is calling grid plays. You got the best receiver in the league in Jefferson. You got Jordan Addison, who came into his own and played well. You got a great tight end who came back midway through the year in Hockenson. They finally ran the ball well and just re-signed their starting running back, Aaron Jones, who is fantastic. And it's a good O-line. If you couldn't make it work with that group, with a elite defense, with Brian Flores calling the shots on the other side of the ball, why is it going to be better in Seattle? Convince me, Seahawks fans, why this is a guy that can take you to the promised land if around him was a perfect situation, and he loses a Week 18 game by playing like crap against Detroit, and then he cost them dearly against the Rams by holding on to the ball for an hour before he threw it.
This is not that situation. I mean, it just isn't. No DK Metcalf, no Tyler Lockett, who's not the same as he was a handful of years ago, but you got worse on that side of the ball in terms of security blankets. Kind of tells you what their agenda might be in the upcoming draft, to your point. But, you know, I like John Schneider. I like Mike McDonald, their head coach. But this is one of those, I'd love to see the forest for the trees here as to figuring out exactly what the plan was. Like, are they better today than they were 2 weeks ago? I don't think so, right? Then what are we doing? What's kind of the exercise?
Geno Smith to the Raiders. Sam Darnold starting over Sam Howell in Seattle with the Seahawks. They got younger, and they didn't necessarily spend a whole lot more. Maybe that's how they would couch it. We have a chance to have our starter for the next 5 years. Maybe they project more growth with Darnold. And with Geno, it is a dead end. It's this year and then probably nothing else. But the Raiders are trying to elevate to mediocrity. They're trying to get out of the embarrassing team tier.
Yep.
Where they're picking in the top five and finishing in last place. Look at what they did as a head coach. They didn't go get some hotshot OC play caller type who might come in there and be a 20-year head coach, Sean McVay style. They said, Pete Carroll, oldest coach in the NFL, come out of retirement and do the Ron Rivera thing. And I don't mean draft terrible players and hire all your friends to be bad executives. I mean, basically make us respectable in terms of the culture. Help us stop throwing up all over ourselves. And they did that as a head coach with Carroll, and I think they did that at quarterback with Geno, where they said, we don't want to do the Aiden O'Connell thing anymore. We'd rather not have Gardner Minshew start any games. So, Geno, you're a significant upgrade. Even if you're still, you know, a 15 to 20 quarterback in the NFL, why don't you come in here and just make us better in an important position? So I get what the Raiders are doing. I don't have to agree with it. But they're trying to go from like team 30 to team 19.
Yeah.
And then they'll reassess when they get there because Tom Brady doesn't do bottom five in the league. You know, the idea that they should just rebuild and be bad, I don't think he has that gear.
He won't allow that.
It's why I'm not sure that he's going to be a great executive, honestly, because you're better off being bad to be good quicker than you are spinning your tires and being okay. But sometimes these guys like Michael Jordan or Tom Brady, when they become executives, they won't allow themselves to be bad. They view any kind of step backwards as like you could never move forward.
A personal affront, yeah. I mean, what should be happening is you clear the deck, you have a bunch of young players and infinite salary cap space in a league where there's turnover necessarily every year, 25, 30 roster spots change per team. You got a chance to be good pretty quick in this league.
Add a bunch of draft picks.
Yeah.
You know, flood your team with young talent and see where it gets you. But no, they're going a different direction. But there's the big breaking news, and that's the first big quarterback bombshell of the day. Sam Darnold, maybe not surprisingly after the Geno Smith trade, to Seattle to replace Smith as the starting quarterback, which means our guy Sam Howell continues to play backup QB2 with the Seahawks. By the way, they gave up a lot for Sam Howell. To have already decided, I guess, that he's going to be their backup quarterback for an extended period of time.
What was the price on that one?
Sam Howell?
Yeah.
They gave up a three and a pick swap.
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
To have just, you know, he played very little and then immediately move on and never give him a shot? Like, you gave up way too much if your plan was always that he'd be your backup quarterback.
Yeah, but thank you. Again, we really appreciate it. Thanks so much for that. I'm glad you saw enough to warrant that kind of selection. But yeah, that's a peculiar one. Again, that to me, looks like a group that didn't really have a plan. That's like, let's see if this sticks to the wall. I don't love that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.